This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith. And our passion is to explore faith and its transformative power in the lives of believers. On this show, we will interview people who are willing to share their faith journey. How did they come to faith in Jesus Christ, and when did they first know and experience the living God? And we'll also discuss some of our favorite Bible stories and favorite scriptures found in God's Word. You can now download the podcast to this program on iTunes, or you can hear them all on the WCHV.com website. Last week, if you get a chance, tune in to last week's podcast. We had Greg Dickerson back on the show. We had a very intense show about the power of forgiveness, and I'll connect back on that later in this show. But if you're going through some situations right now where you think you need forgiveness or you need to offer some forgiveness, tune into that podcast. It really had a major effect on me this week, and we'll get to that later in the program. We also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we truly appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. Well, this week's victory verse, we have two of them. And I want to read the first one to you. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. Verse 28, and I'm going to read this to you in the Message translation. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I love that verse. I had never seen it before in the Message translation, and I love the concept of the unforced rhythms of grace. The second verse today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 8 to 11. This is Peter's encounter with Jesus. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is Everyday Faith Radio. When we come back, we're going to have an interview with Jeff Villio. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Charlottesville Swing Dance Society is having a swing dance on November 15th from 7 until 11 p.m. in the Municipal Arts Center on Hydraulic Circle. The Alliance for Interfaith Ministries is hosting a chili cook-off November 15th from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Charlottesville. The Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale is going on now through November 16th at the Gordon Avenue Library in Charlottesville from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. The Junior League of Charlottesville will be hosting their 11th annual Mistletoe Market on Sunday, November 23rd from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Boar's Head Inn. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Jeff Villio. Jeff is the senior pastor at First Christian Church in Keswick. Jeff, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get to your faith journey, I want to talk just a moment about today's victory verses. And the first one comes from Matthew. And the part that jumped out at me is the unforced rhythms of grace and keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I know you're familiar with that verse. How does that speak to you?
Yeah, in a big way. You know, I find in the Gospel of John in chapter 15, he talks about the vine and the branches, and he talks about being connected.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can stay connected to him, it's our lifeline. If we can stay with him, he gets us through no matter what trouble that there is. And without him, not only we cannot produce fruit, but we can't survive.
Right.
And it's more of a lifeline than it is a celebration of life to say, how necessary is it that we stay with him, that we live freely through his sacrifice, through his blessings each and every day.
Mm. And then the second verse, when I tell you what, I think I spent 40 years of my life feeling like Peter did when he said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man."
Amen. Amen.
And then when Jesus said, "All right, that's enough of your pity party. Up you go.
Yep.
And I'm really going to use you."
Yep.
And part of that is, you know, how I started into this show of Everyday Faith Radio is I spent probably the last 5 years of my life really studying God's word, trying to get knowledge and understanding, and in through that my heart of course was transformed.
Amen.
And lots of changes came about, but one day the Lord said to me, "It's great that you're accumulating this knowledge. Now let's see how you can pass it on."
Amen.
And so just having the opportunity, it's such a blessing to be on this show and have an opportunity to just share with people what's going on in my life. And as God's word comes to me and I, whatever, however form I accumulate his word, I'm able to kind of pass it on to others and hoping that it'll be a blessing to somebody who's listening.
Amen.
Well, thank you for being on this show. Jeff Villio, again, is the senior pastor at First Christian Church in Keswick. We like to start with the faith journey. Would you kind of tell us a little bit about your faith journey?
I will. And as I begin, I have to say that, you know, I feel like one of the chief sinners, that I have no privilege or right in being here, but it's all but what God's done through me and to me and for me. When I was growing up, I did not grow up in a Christian home. Far from it. There was a lot of things going on at home that just weren't right. Dad was an alcoholic. Mom tried the best she could to raise us. But, you know, when that family's not right, there's going to be some things that fall apart at the seams. And that's what was happening with my life. I find myself in a lot of places that I shouldn't be and found myself hanging around people that I shouldn't be hanging around with. And there, after a while, and while I wasn't a Christian, I believed that God was leading me to a certain place. And I left a small town in Ohio to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had family there and just felt that that's where God wanted me to go. But again, not knowing God at that time. And when I got there, within a month, I met my wife, my wife of 32 years. And we began a relationship and not a holy relationship, I'll tell you right from the very beginning, but we started that relationship. And as one thing led to another, she ended up becoming pregnant out of wedlock. The daughter that we had back then just gave birth to our granddaughter just last week. So we've seen this thing come full circle. But once we found out that she was pregnant, I got married, and we got married together, and life started to change a little bit. And she was a believer, but had been a backsliding believer at the time that she met me. But as this little girl started to come about, and this child started to be born, growing up, she went back to the faith. And for 12 years, she was very faithful with me. I was not a believer even after seeing some of the things that happened. My life slowed down just a little bit, but that's about as good as it got. We moved to Charlottesville, and we ended up going to a church, Maple Grove. Mm-hmm. And the pastor there was a guy by the name of Roger Browning. And she had told Roger our story on how things just kind of weren't going the right way. And at that time, I was working for Walmart. I had traveled around the country for them and working my way up the corporate ladder, and thought, man, this is really the way that it needed to go. And having a relationship with God was the farthest thing from it. But she had talked me into coming and meeting Roger. And after sitting down with Roger, I agreed not to go to church, but to go to a Bible study. And for the next 6 months, all I did was go to a Bible study. And God was just preparing me, opening my heart for His Word. And as that started to happen, I became more and more hungry for His Word. And that hunger led me to more and more things. And I finally decided to go to church, right? And you know, and then one thing develops after another, and I gave my life to Him at 40 years old. At 40 years old, I gave my life to Him. And the thing that happened that was so special to me was that when I gave my life to Him, an instant hunger came that I needed to know more. I needed to have more. I needed to be all in on this, and just began to study and read. And I would spend literally, because I was spending a lot of time in the car, I would spend literally 6-8 hours a day just listening to sermons, just listening to teachings that I could learn from and grow from. It wasn't long after that that God had called me into ministry, and I started as a youth pastor. Here I am, you know, going from Walmart, the corporate ladder, making all of this money, and I went to be a youth pastor, making literally 10% of what I made at Walmart.
Wow.
And that first year of stepping into ministry was one of the most difficult years of ministry that we've ever had. My wife and I, and I have three children. I have two sons after that, and we all struggled. We all struggled in trying to make this work because it was such an adjustment for us. But God was very faithful for us. God was very faithful to us and got us through what we needed to get through. And as one thing just led to another, He just blessed us, moving place to place and kept religious people, holy people, spiritual people around me and keeping me close to Him. So it's been a blessing. And from there, I've been able just to share, you know, not only at Maple Grove, but now at First Christian Church as well.
When did First Christian Church launch? And was that a church plant?
No, First Christian Church was one of the first independent Christian churches here in the area. 1836 is when they started. And as a matter of fact, Cherry Avenue and Lake Christians are both spring-offs of First Christian Church.
I see. Yeah. Well, it's interesting listening to your testimony. A couple of things kind of spring to mind. It's almost Abrahamic how you left Ohio to Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, yeah.
Not really knowing, and then
that's correct.
And then look what we find there.
Amen.
The girl of your dreams,
yes.
And you start a new way of living. And then finding your way into the church and then stepping out, hearing the call to ministry, and then living real life. Philippians 4:19, my God will supply all your needs.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So, it's just, you know, from a distance as I'm listening to your testimony, that verse kind of springs forth to me as I listen to it. as we learn that God will supply.
Amen.
And God is so Amen. Faithful. And Amen. Sometimes we don't see it, and we struggle in the natural. You know, our flesh says, you know, especially you're the big corporate guy.
Yeah, right.
Corporate guy making corporate money, and now you're sitting there scratching your head, and I'm sure the enemy probably came at you and tried to introduce a little doubt to you while you were, you know, making a whole lot less money, and you know, what are you doing here, Jeff?
Right. You know, there was a scripture verse that right from the very beginning that God had put on my heart, and it's Jeremiah 1. When he said, "Before I knew you, I formed you,"
mm-hmm.
and he said, "I called you out to be a prophet.
Mm.
I called you to be a prophet.
Mm.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart as a prophet to the nations."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I don't know how to speak." He said, "Don't say that you don't know how to speak. For you must go where I tell you to go and say what I tell you to say."
Mm-hmm.
And here's the best part. And he said, "I reached out my hand and I touched your mouth,"
mm-hmm.
"and I put my words into your mm-hmm. mouth." Amen.
Amen. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Jeff Villio, Senior Pastor of First Christian Church.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The 6th annual Neighbors for Neighbors National Food Drive initiative is underway. You're asked to go to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and make a non-perishable food item donation, or go to their website to make a monetary donation. The Junior League of Charlottesville will be hosting their 11th annual Mistletoe Market Sunday, November 23rd from 11 until 4 at Boar's Head Inn. This year's annual toy lift will be Friday, December 5th at Fashion Square Mall. The Second Wind Band will present their 20th anniversary concert at the Senior Center on Pepsi Place on December 7th at 3 p.m. And the Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hill Drive is offering flu shots for just $30 on Mondays and Thursdays. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. With us today on the program is Jeff Villio, Senior Pastor at First Christian Church in Keswick. And Jeff, before we took the break, we were talking about your testimony, and I was wondering if you could take us to the part recently about your father.
Yes. So as I had mentioned, my father was an alcoholic and was a womanizer and just was caught up in a world that was just not healthy. And just about 7 or 8 years ago, my father had gotten cancer. And in the last few days, the cancer progressed rather quickly and got the emergency call that said, "Hey, you need to go up to Ohio. He's got just a few days left," and to talk to him. And the story is so real in my mind that as I pulled up to the apartment that he was at, I could hear him inside screaming, "Help me, help me, help me," as I was pulling up. My sister said he was full of profanity until the car pulled up.
Mm.
As I walked in the door, that was his cry to me. And as he was there in pain, trying to make his way through these last few days, I had the opportunity to sit down and share the gospel with him in a very simple, childlike way,
mm-hmm.
in a way that he could understand it. And he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior just days, literally hours before he went to meet him face to face.
I'm sure as you look back on that moment, and then, you know, as men, oftentimes we look back on our life and we think about, you know, kind of little benchmarks, little kind of data points in our life. And I'm just wondering, at that point, leading your father to Christ, you've received the call to ministry. I'm just wondering, as, you know, the verse from Esther, such a time as this.
Mm. Amen.
And you think about your life and you think about, you know, the track that you were on, and then all of a sudden God puts you on another track,
right?
And you accept obediently.
Amen.
And then look at the impact that that ends up having. Right. I mean, eternal impact.
Eternal impact. That's exactly right.
Unbelievable.
Yes, and what a blessing. And just a short couple years later, I was able to lead my grandmother to Christ, his mother, in just the exact same way.
Wow.
So when you see it all kind of come together, and you see what the impact not only that it makes on your parents and grandparents, but the impact that it's made on my children as well. My daughter, who has a new daughter, has a ministry with her husband down in Haiti. They're putting together a clinic.
Wow.
My son is a big part of Q. Q Commons.
Yes.
He's very much into sharing the word and the gospel. And then I have another son that's still in college right now that he's making his way through and see where God wants him to go with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that because of my wife and I's faithfulness, that these guys get an opportunity to witness what God can do in someone's life.
Mm. The obedience for you and the fruit that comes out of the obedience, that's really what has been striking me as we talk about your faith journey. It's amazing. Want to move into a Bible story or a Bible verse that is something that has been impactful or something that the Lord has put on your heart recently?
Yes. Beatitudes are where I'd like to go right now. Matthew 5, and obviously there's 8 Beatitudes there. And as you read all 8, you hear words like, blessed are the poor in spirit, or blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And what I see right now is a calling for Christians today to approach Christianity from a humble perspective. You know, over the last 20 or 30 years, Christianity has been kind of sitting on top. It's been the place where people went to for answers. If there was ever a political issue or a moral issue, the Bible was the first place that people went to. But that's not the case anymore. As a matter of fact, people don't look to the Bible at all as even being true. So right now, to come from a position of authority or up on high doesn't seem to be working with the people today. Doesn't seem to be working in our community today. And yet now God has put us in a position of humility, just like the Beatitudes calls us to be, just like the way he approached ministry from a very humble perspective to say, now I have you where I want you. Now here's how I want you to go out and share the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a blessing. I think we should celebrate rather than be downtrodden with it, the fact that God's put us in this position and allowed this to happen, that from a humble perspective, we can touch so many more lives,
yes,
just like he did.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I really believe that God is doing something supernatural in Central Virginia. I just kind of see it playing out in the lives of a lot of people. I see it playing out in church growth,
yes,
in the greater Charlottesville community. And I just really feel like that there's a real hunger as we talk about the Beatitudes, and let's go to that. So take me to any of our listeners are thinking about blessed are the poor in spirit.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what that means, how you take that in.
Yeah, I take that scripture like this. Those of us that are saying right now, it's not about me, it's not about my spirit. It's about my humility. It's about a place where I'm at that I need God's Spirit to move me.
Mm-hmm.
I need the leading of the Holy Spirit to take me to places. And if I'm poor in spirit right now, that's my own spirit that I'm poor in, and that I'm looking for someone to fill me up, someone to lead me, to guide me, to give me the riches that God has in store for me.
I love that because, you know, the word blessed can oftentimes be translated as happy. So
yes.
Happy are those who are poor in spirit. And you say, well, how do you find happiness in the poor in spirit? And how that verse has always kind of come back around to me is that when you realize that you need more of God in your life, that you are hungrier and thirstier
Amen.
For more of God, And what that also implies is you're not satisfied with what you already have.
Amen.
You don't say, full, good,
right.
done,
right.
don't need any more. But it becomes this appetite where you say, more, yes, God, more. And as we think about the psalmist, that seemed to be a continual heartbeat of his life.
Yes.
As we read the Psalms, you know, the one thing I desire.
Give me more and more of God. That's absolutely right. And we've spoken about it earlier, both in your life and in mine as well, that when we first got that taste of God's Word,
mm-hmm.
how we just couldn't get enough of it. You just have to continue to try to look for more, search for it in more ways,
mm-hmm.
look for it in different places and in different circumstances. It's amazing where God shows up, isn't it?
And in fact, I have to tell the story how we ended up having Jeff on the radio today. One of the members of his church lives right behind me, Litz Van Dyke. And I run into Litz Van Dyke in the place that two men do not want to meet, which is the grocery store. Two idiots that can't find their way around the grocery store. We run into each other, and even though he lives right behind me, we don't always get to see each other. We had 5 minutes in the grocery store, and this is how God works, and
Amen.
This is how this show works, is I'm talking to Litz, and we're having a fun kind of conversation, and then I said, hey, that pastor of yours, that Jeff guy, he's a pretty cool guy. Do you think he would want to come on to the Everyday Faith radio? And he was like, oh, I'm sure he would. And so he offered you up.
Yes. That's all right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And then right there at the grocery store, he's given me your cell number. And literally before I left the grocery store, I'm texting you. And you were so nice to say yes to be on the show. But
And I can't tell you what a blessing that was to walk out of church and to see your text and for to be able to give the opportunity to share my testimony. Mm. What a blessing.
Oh,
what
gosh.
A blessing.
Your testimony is so powerful. You know, when you talked about your father, I want to take a moment and talk about my father for just a moment. One of the really strong remembrances I have in my life is one time being on my knees praying as a young child, not really even knowing what I'm doing, call me 10 or 11 years old, and my father put his hand on my shoulder. And there's something about a father putting their hand on the shoulder, and it's in a total loving way, and it was in a total there was a kind of a little bit of a transfer of power from my father to me. You know, I'm praying and he's got his hand on my shoulder, and I just feel the affection and the love from a father to a son. And there was a certain amount of security. And that's just one of those, as we talked earlier, data points in my life that I'll never forget, that touch.
Amen.
And the reason that I'm bringing that up, love my father very much, is that we have a Heavenly Father who oftentimes provides us that same touch on
Amen.
The shoulder. And I'm sure that you experience that from time to time, you know, being the pastor of First Christian Church. You probably experience that when you're preaching or when you're spending some quality time with one of the members of your church. But when you feel kind of the favor of God and that you feel like what you're doing is the will of God.
Amen. And that happens quite frequently when you have the opportunity to sit down and give God's word or a principle to somebody that's just in need of it, who's poor in spirit.
Oh, what a great way to wrap it up. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Filio, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Everybody, have a blessed Sunday. If you get a chance, go to the iTunes and download the podcast, particularly of last week's forgiveness show. Have a blessed Sunday. God, we need you to come.